Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? In your neighborhood. In your neighborhood.
Say,
who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Every day.
Every day. If you're not on the Nextdoor app, it's Anna and Raven. The Nextdoor app, you can download, you can go right to the website, and it's super uber local to just your area. Mm-hmm. And people in your neighborhood, literally your neighbors, can post about things that are happening. And it's usually pretty helpful, too, if a car got broken into.
Or if somebody needs a recommendation of a contractor or something, it can be helpful. But it can also be very entertaining.
And it also realizes that you live next door to people that are insane.
Right.
Right.
Totally nuts.
So what Raven and I like to do is we like to take these things that get sent to us, these posts, and then we like to act them out on the air for you.
Perfect. Will you begin, Anna Zapp?
I sure will. This one comes from my neighborhood. Angela posts, illegal fireworks. Okay, guys. How do we stop these kids from setting off illegal fireworks in dangerous areas, trees, cars, and kids nearby without actually calling 911? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Somebody's going to get hurt.
5 question marks.
There's so many question marks. Yeah. And I'd feel bad if I didn't say anything beforehand. It's not even the 4th of July yet. Do they not understand? And yes, I know it's been going on for a long time. It just seems like every single night now in the worst spots.
Michelle chimes in. Those fireworks are very annoying and obnoxious. I've been living here for 4 years now, and I do hear random booms, one or two each night. But tonight was a show. I saw the fireworks looking out my window. Something needs to be done. Someone will get hurt, and it's just rude to be doing this. Nobody wants to hear this on a Sunday before work.
Mm-mm.
And what about the animals and babies sleeping?
Yep.
I'll sign whatever, or speak to whomever about it also. I think I just need to move.
I like when people say, I just need to move.
Right.
You know, I'm moving to Canada.
Right.
It's fireworks out of control.
Oh, if they get elected again, I'm out of here.
But I would like to say I agree with everything she said about the babies and the
Next,
animals.
Next, read your part.
Okay. Isabella chimes in, convinced that now they're doing it just to piss us off.
Right.
Because
they know that Isabella is just sitting
she's
there
so
waiting.
She's so mad.
Right. Right. Yep. Sue chimes in. We were driving and there were fireworks everywhere. Big ones like you see at a town show. She sounds excited.
She's pumped about it.
Yeah, she sounds pumped.
Francis writes, a lot of people are not quote-unquote kids. They are juvenile adults.
Mm.
And maybe even elderly people causing the chaos.
Wait a minute.
I want to think about an 85-year-old grandmother. My 85-year-old grandmother sneaking out in the middle of the night and just lighting off fireworks in the backyard.
I mean, then you got to run away once once you light the wick, you got to run away. Grandma's not built for that. Let's be honest here. That's not happening.
But what if it's her?
And if a kid would lose 3 fingers from holding a firecracker, an elderly person loses an arm, all right? It just, they're more fragile.
I don't want to think
about
it that way.
I'm just saying that way.
Okay.
Craig chimes in, I feel sorry for you people. Mm. You act like it's the most terrible thing in the world. Mm-hmm. With everything going on, you come here and complain about a little noise. I guess I'm one of the few it doesn't bother. Maybe it's increased because people have been locked down since this virus started, and I believe no one is having fireworks this year because of COVID. So whomever is doing it is having a little enjoyment on their own.
Craig is doing it.
Craig's setting up the fireworks.
It's 100%.
Craig,
it's you.
If he wasn't doing it before, he's going to buy them now.
Right. I'm going to Craig's house tonight. I know where he lives. Jelna says, dangerous fire hazard. There's been no rain for a month. There's always a drought person.
Rain last week. But
was there?
I get what you're
it's
saying.
Still dangerous.
Thomas said, yes, we need rain. But this entire thread is over the top, like whomever doing the fireworks are horrible. There are more important things in life than the worry about something that would be over after the 4th of July. It's so easy to buy these fireworks in Pennsylvania and New Hampshire. Wow, he just wants to provide a link, right?
Right.
What is horrible to me is the people who won't wear a mask, and there are plenty of them.
Good. Here we go.
Here's the mask guy. He's got to chime in.
I'm the fireworks guy. The mask guy has to jump in on the fireworks conversation.
I have to be very careful as I am a caregiver to my 93-year-old mom. Oversharer.
Yeah, except she's the one setting off the fireworks.
Sneaking out
in the middle of the night.
I mean, it's been established. It can't be fun for her not being able to go shopping anymore. I do it all for her. Wait a minute.
She's rebelling.
It can't be fun?
Right.
So you don't ask her. You do the shopping, but you don't actually speak to your mother?
I just imagine.
You're a terrible person.
I imagine
there,
him being this controlling son, and in the middle of the night, she just sneaks out right in the back, and she's the one setting off the fireworks, and she's not wearing a mask. Listen, for the record, I'm not down with the fireworks either.
Right.
Like, it's got to stop.
Right.
But I like to think that it's my grandmother setting them off in the backyard.